Over the last week or two, we've been thinking about some of the great moves of the Spirit around about the Lisburn area and district, especially with regards to some of the great men of God and also the 1859 revival. Whenever Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, he said these words in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us." And back in 1858, 1859, whenever young men in the Kells area and other places were praying for revival, they maybe never anticipated just what God would do in answer to their prayers. We're standing here today at the Mays Racecourse, just outside the town of Lisburn. Never been here before in my life, don't intend to be back anytime soon either. But way back in the 1800s, this place would have attracted at the annual monthly meetings between 10,000 and 15,000 spectators. It was really a hub of activity and entertainment. Gambling and drunkenness went along with horse racing back in those days. Maybe not much has changed, I don't know. But in 1859, towards the end of the year, the October meeting was the biggest meeting of the year here at the Mays Racecourse. They were expecting an average in years previous, as we have said, up to 15,000 people. But such had been the move of the Spirit of God in Ulster in 1859 that the very desires, even of the common men, had changed. Religion had affected them. Revival had affected the nation. Things like drunkenness had become rare. The courts were almost empty. Policemen were no longer busy, because the Spirit of God had done something remarkable in our nation. And instead of having between 10,000 and 15,000 people at the October meeting at the Mays Racecourse here, they had scarcely 500. And it was really just a complete flop, because God had come. God had changed the desires and the habits of the people. This was one of the effects of revival. Pubs were closed down. Publicans were put out of business. Gambling ceased. Fighting and cockfighting and things like that had fallen by the wayside, because God had visited our nation. God had done exceeding abundantly above what people could have asked or even thought God was capable of doing. And if we were to think about something like that in 2020, people no longer wanting to go to pubs, nightclubs, drunkenness, immorality, policemen at a loose end, courts empty, having to close early, no cases to report. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Do we believe that God can do it again? We trust that God will stir up our hearts. Of course, God has not changed, but maybe we as people, we have changed. We no longer believe in a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think. But we only have to turn to the scriptures and see that God is still on the throne, does remarkable things. Look at church history, times of revival, times of blessing. Let's pray that God will do it again. God bless you, and see you next time. Thank you.